Well, some uproar in Lansing over a bill put forth by Lynn Afendoulis. Yeah, this bill was introduced last week in the Michigan House, facing a lot of criticism from the left and advocacy groups who consider the effort to prohibit all but official state and federal flags from flying on state government buildings to be a direct rebuke of pride flags displayed on the Romney building in Lansing last month. Governor Gretchen Whitmer ordered rainbow flags to be displayed on the Romney building in Lansing to show support for the LGBTQ community in honor of Pride Month. And on Thursday, State Representative Lynn Afendoulis of Grand Rapids Township, who is currently, by the way, you probably knew this, running for the 3rd Congressional District seat held by Justin Amash, introduced legislation that would prevent all flags other than the U.S. flag, state flag, and governor's flag from flying on top of government buildings. Of course, the governor said she has her veto pen ready. So I wouldn't think that it's going to go very far. It's probably not veto-proof either. These headlines get my attention, and I want to do a couple of these here because I bring these to your attention. I love summer. I think northern Michigan is the greatest place on the planet, June, July, and August, September, too. October's not too bad. I'm not going to kid you. Michigan's a great place. But here's the headline. Men trapped on overturned boat for 17 hours in Lake Huron before Coast Guard rescue. Coming to you from your good friends at M Live. Two men left Port Sanilac Harbor 5:30 a.m. on Thursday, July 25th, in an 18-foot boat for a day of fishing. By 9:30 in the morning, however, the boat had taken on water and overturned, leaving both men clinging to the hull until they were rescued 17 hours later. That, according to the Sanilac County Sheriff Chris Kravitsky. Family members called the sheriff about 11 o'clock Thursday to report that 69-year-old Dennis Pluff and 68-year-old David Varian had left that morning on a fishing trip off the eastern shore of the Thumb and had not returned home. The Coast Guard was contacted. Attempts to locate any sorts of distress signal on the water and attempts to locate the men through their phones, not successful. 12:45 a.m. Friday morning, Sanilac County Marine boat took to the water in search of the missing men in the boat. At 12:31 a.m., a Coast Guard helicopter spotted the men who were sitting on the overturned boat. Here's the good news. Both men wearing life jackets. There it is. The Sheriff's Office, Marine boats, and Coast Guard boats both were in the vicinity, responded to take the men back to shore. One of the men had severe hypothermia. Both had hypothermia, one severe. You're wet. You're out there all day. And this is summertime. So I bring that to your attention. That story had a happy ending. This one does not. And it's about, you know, it's about preparation and knowing your limitations. In Mason County, the search is continuing for a 38-year-old Brighton man presumed drowned in Lake Michigan just north of Ludington. Missing since Thursday, Ryan Herman, his name, struggling where a river entered the big lake. Excuse me. That, according to the press release from Mason County, the whole family was there about 100 yards away from the swim boy was Herman when he was last seen, struggling badly. Yeah. Herman, the third swimmer to go missing in Lake Michigan in a week. The second in 3 days. Daniel McCarthy of Baldwin missing near the river outlet on Monday, July 22nd. Albriana Huck of Ludington 14 went missing in the water off the city's Stearns Park Beach Thursday, July 18th. Her body recovered north of the beach. So just, you know, just know your limitations and be careful out there. That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm saying. Life jackets. You see, life jackets. I jumped into the lake. I was swimming in Lake Michigan yesterday, right? Loved it. Near Fisherman's Island State Park. But I jumped in. I've got a hamstring injury behind my left knee. Hurts pretty, but didn't think much about that. Jumped in, started to kick. Man, it hurt bad. And I'm only 6 or 8 feet from the boat going, just give me a life jacket. So then I could, you know, swim around and not have to, you know, crank on the leg. It worked much better. And here's just one for you for the road. A half-naked Michigan man recently arrested when police encountered him stopping cars on the roadway and slamming his hands on the hood of the cars. It happened in Traverse City a few days ago. The man was unclothed from the waist down. Whoopsie. 53 years old of Traverse City. I'm not even going to give his name. Alcohol. Alcohol was involved. No kidding. You're walking around naked from the waist down, slamming your hands on cars that are going by. You might have gotten into the sauce a little early. This happened in the morning, by the way. Today, more people than ever are planning to work into their retirement years. Sadly, many say it's necessary just to make ends meet, and that's why it's vitally important that you have a solid financial plan. I implore you to do that. It's never too early or too late to make sure you're preparing for retirement. Wouldn't it be great if you didn't have to work in retirement unless you really wanted to? Well, Bruce Van Hall and Mike Douglas of Life Plan Advisory Services are here to help you. Their ultimate goal is to help enable you and your family to live free from financial worry now and throughout your lives. They communicate with you on a regular basis, approach management of your wealth proactively so that you can relax and feel confident that you have taken the right steps to secure your financial future. Let Bruce and Mike unlock your financial future today. Call them at 517-323-7526, or maybe more easily, visit MyLifePlanFinancial.com. That's MyLifePlanFinancial.com, and you can get rolling today. Man, Monday, it just seems that the weekend went so fast. I loved it, too. Northern Michigan was great. Incredible. Tomorrow on the program, Dr. John Lott will be here. We'll have a great preview of the debates coming up in Detroit tomorrow night and Wednesday. And we'll have great coverage of those events. Plus, on Thursday, I'll be in Cincinnati covering the latest Trump event, the one following the send her back chance in North Carolina. We were there, too. It's the Steve Gruber Show, going everywhere we can to get you the story that you need. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.